Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
No, that was awesome. I actually thought I was talking to Patrick.
I think Kevin had a good time with Patrick.
I think he did too. That voice was Pat Mahomes Sr., who really enjoyed the Pat Mahomes. Enjoyed Pat. I'm sorry. Whew. I almost broke a fourth wall there. That would have been bad. Lawrence, you got to recommend some comic books for me to give to the boy. I'll ask you because. I just said fourth wall. I thought of Grant Morrison's Animal Man.
Yeah.
Where famously breaks the fourth wall.
That's all Deadpool is a breaking of the fourth
and
wall.
And he adores Deadpool.
And in the comic book, it's probably even funnier.
It is.
But
yeah.
But speaking of, you gave a recommendation. Let me give you a recommendation.
Okay, please.
And you might have to make sure that you've got tissue available for this one. The Christopher Reeve Superman documentary.
Yeah, Superman,
the Christopher Reeve story. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I got to see a sneak peek of it back in October. It was actually game one. It's the night of game one of the World Series. And I got to see it and then catch the game. It's incredible, man.
That's cool.
It's incredible.
Does it show him in high school at all? Does it go all the way back? My mom taught him music in high school. He went to the same school as the Menendez brothers, Princeton Day School.
It actually does go back. And now I don't want to promise that your mom is in it, but there was a lot of film of him.
In high school. He was like a superstar theater kid and athlete in high school.
It's kind of amazing like how much stuff, because usually when you're putting a documentary together, you have some stuff, but like all the stuff with him and Robin Williams and you know, them being roommates in college and being like best friends. It is a beautiful, there's a moment in there that broke me though. There was like after the accident, they brought him in and he was doing a benefit. And the people that were working in the back, like the people in the kitchen were like, oh my God, they're Superman. Like, even in that state, people still...
Oh, God.
Like, people still loved him like that.
Always leave him laughing, Lawrence. That's great stuff.
And it's beautiful. So if you haven't seen it, it's called Superman.
All right.
The Christopher Reeve Story. I believe it's on Max.
I think you are right on that. See? It's yet another example of Lawrence trying to keep me away from these Bears thoughts. I've got, like, really good... Bears thoughts.
Well, I did find the quarterback that I want in the room.
Okay. So you're trying. I want to talk about the guard depth chart free agency.
So Case Keenum is a free agent.
Oh, that's a good call.
And his
profile. You want to get rid of Tyson Bagent?
No, Tyson Bagent can be, even if you want him to be the backup, I would just like an actual old school NFL quarterback in the room with Caleb. Not someone who's kind of looking at what it is. The Case is out here doing commercials now.
Not the offensive assistant that Ryan Griffin was.
Yeah,
they just let him go yesterday.
I'd like for that to be like a real guy that has a lot of experience in the NFL to help out. And Case Keenum is available. And it's interesting that he has been with C.J. Stroud in the first 2 years of C.J. Stroud's career. So... ipso facto, it might work with him here.
All right, well, you did it. That was it. I had Bears thoughts, remember?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so wait, let's get back for a second to talk about this CHSN thing.
No, we're
because
good.
Because folks were really, really, I got a couple text messages and an email from Stonecutter.
I have two. Actually, if it's good, I mean, I like John. So
we all love John.
All right,
except for Shane.
I have two other guards
who are better off going with Tyson Bagent there.
No, Adam Schefter. No,
I have two other guards from the free agent class that I want to mention. But first, let's hear what Brad Biggs told Mully and Haw this morning about the guy we mentioned with Kevin Holmes, Trey Smith, who is the number two free agent on the market behind T. Higgins. Maybe he should be number one. He's going to reset the guard market. He is absolutely in his prime and healthy and killing it. And at 26 years old, entering the 2025 season, let's see what Bigsy thinks about the Bears' chances of getting him.
The Bears and a lot of teams would have considerable interest in Trey Smith. Kansas City's got a really good problem to have. They've got a host of young players that need to be paid and might not be able to get it done with all of them. It's still possible. No one's sure which way this thing's going to go. You know, I talked to one GM, and he's like, it's possible it could get to the market. He said that the $20 million guard scares some teams. Like, some teams don't want to go that high for an interior offensive lineman. And you can understand why. If Trey Smith makes it to market, you're talking about a guy at the top of his game, entering the prime of his career with a clean injury history. You're going to have no shortage of teams with a lot of cap space interested in talking to him. Like, this, you know, it's really easy to play connect the dots between the Bears and Trey Smith if indeed he gets to free agency. There's going to be other teams that are going to be in the mix there for him. And one thing to keep in mind is the Chiefs weren't particularly driven to keep cornerback Algarius Sneed at last March, and they executed a tag and trade with him, used the franchise tag on him, and then came up with a trade with the Tennessee Titans that involved a third-round pick in this year's draft, I believe, and I think they swapped seventh-round picks as well. But in that scenario, the Chiefs could have some control over where Trey Smith was to go if indeed he's not in their future.
That's a great little nugget and comp of how the Chiefs might try to take control of having an asset like that.
Yeah, I think that if he becomes available, you make all the attempts to try to get him, but there's also just going to be other bidders. Like, this is one of those things where we all know that he's going to, it's possible that he becomes a free agent. We also know that he's one of the best at the position. The league itself is changing. And there is, luckily, I think, for guys like Trey Smith, a premium being put on guard to guard. Those guys are not just throwaways. You shouldn't treat them as throwaways. And it might be worth a big investment if you're investing in your quarterback. And this isn't necessarily a great draft for centers. It doesn't seem like it's going to be great free agency for centers.
No, so, it's not. Coleman Shelton is the number three center on the market.
So you've got to augment the – if you have to spend a little bit extra to go get someone who is elite at the position, it might be the only place – on the line where you have to spend elite money this season, partially because you did go out and do this before and it wasn't the right mix.
Right.
But everything about Trey Smith, and if you read Dan Pompey's piece on Trey Smith, everything about him screams that he might be the right guy, which is why I would be surprised if Kansas City, if we didn't get a story in 2 weeks of Patrick Mahomes taking, using them swapping out his money for bonus money and being able to put a team-friendly deal together for Trey Smith.
Let me go two names deeper, and you'll understand why I've been racing to get these names in.
Coleman Shelton.
No, these are guards. These are two more guards. And nobody,
Nate Davis.
Nobody likes Bears free agent guard content.
More than you.
Nobody. Except that's, centers. I really like Bears center kind of. But here's
one. Center content is actually more appropriate.
The opposing team has Mekhi Becton at guard. Mekhi Becton was a first-round pick, a tackle bust with the Jets, who supposedly ate his way out of, you know, with work habits and eating was kind of an issue. So that can scare you.
And now he's back, and he's out there road-grading people.
He's 6'7", 363 pounds. He's playing guard in Philly and destroying people and very, very emotional about getting to the Super Bowl after the game last week. And has been through a lot. So it's an interesting case, and I don't exactly know what the personal profile would be on the scouting. So they got to look into that. But at the very least, Bears fans, watch the guards in the Super Bowl to inform you for the offseason. Watch Trey Smith and watch Mekhi Becton on the Eagles. So those are two guys to think about.
Wait, you're gonna make Bears fans watch that? What if Jalen Carter destroys Trey Smith?
Well, then you'll know a little something. Then you can.
That's going to be a good battle.
That will be a good battle. Here's the other name. And this guy is old, but I think it's a very intriguing concept to steal Kevin Zeitler from the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Kevin Zeitler is 34. He's going to be 35 in March.
So you're saying you're getting the last good year of his football career.
He signed a one-year, $6 million deal last year in Detroit and played his ass off. It was the third choice for Pro Bowl at guard in terms of all the other metrics at Pro Football Focus and otherwise. He absolutely was a very, very good player. And he was injured for the Commanders game, so you'll worry about his health and everything. But imagine bringing over a Detroit offensive lineman to help you install what you want to install. You didn't get the offensive line coach, and Hank Fraley, even if you were thinking about giving him the OC job, he didn't get that. So why not go get Kevin Zeitler? If Ben Johnson says, get me that guy, he will help me install everything I want to do. And they've got a rookie in Detroit who they supposedly they might want to play, so they might not be too competitive for it. Kevin, come with me and teach this young offensive line how to do what we do. So I'm a big fan of that idea. And if you don't get priced out of Trey Smith, I like the idea of going out and getting Drew Zeitler.
Art, do you like the idea of the Bears not getting priced out?
Sorry, Kevin Zeitler, not Drew Zeitler. I know his name. You should know his name.
His name is Robert Paulson.
It's Kevin Zeitler. His name is Charlie Montoya. But yes.
It still strikes me as really weird, the Charlie Montoya thing.
It was weird. Luis is weird. He should know his name.
What are we doing here? You should know his name.
I agree.
Not just that part.
Chuck, I agree.
But the part where they're like, yeah, so we're just going to fire him too. So, you know, even though ideally he was exactly the person that you would want managing the team in the interim, and it was never a thing. This is never a thing. Like, we're going to go over him.
Yeah.
We're going to go all the way down. Go all the way down.
Well, maybe Charlie was, you know, either was at the beginning or turned into more the manager's guy than he was anybody else's guy.
Maybe. God.
Charlie.
I know that there were a lot of... let me ask you guys this question.
Okay.
And we've got Dr. White Sox and Captain White Sox on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, I think we decided that...
Captain Stubby, that is.
Shane, are you Captain White Sox?
No, I think Tanny's Captain White Sox.
Well, I guess that
Shane is Dr. White Sox.
Because Tanny has only one doctorate, and that, of course, is in the NBA. So he can't have two.
Yeah, I would rather neither captain nor doctorate this White Sox organization.
Well, I know that all of the beat reporters and the folks over at Sox Machine, like they talked about like the end of it. Would any of you be interested in like a big, long, like athletic piece?
No.
About the end of last year's season with the White Sox?
No.
See, I would.
No, I don't want to know what happened.
No, I feel bad for these kids. Like, yep. if anything, like we heard some of that, and after the season, how it affected a lot of them, and there was actually some really fun stuff to come out of that, like their love for Grady Sizemore. But I care more about digging deep to what happened after 2021.
Oh,
What led to that falling apart? I know there have been some things written about it, but let's dig a little deeper. I guess maybe you have to wait till some of these players retire before they'll truly open up. But.
I thought about that. Lance Lynn is might be a closer. People are like,
I saw that.
Do you see that? Like some teams are asking Lance Lynn if he would consider being a closer for a final chapter of his career yet. And I was like, man, that's a dude who needs to spill some tea about what happened over there.
He's going too soon. I keep in touch with Lance. It's going to happen. I just think it's going to be with AJ Brzezinski.
Yeah, well,
that's fine.
It's probably true.
I mean, the Foul Territory podcast is great.
Yeah. But I mean,
we
I don't
love
know.
AJ.
But if AJ does that, then
I mean,
he's...
I love AJ. I'm not sure about speech.
Oh, no, I do. I had a great time with him at the Pitchnet Club thing. I absolutely had a great time. And the thing is, AJ would then have to dance the dance that he always dances about. Well, you know, I like Jerry. I really, but you got to be honest about, you know, like he'd have to do that
but
dance big time.
He's still really honest about how he feels about this.
He is.
I just don't want there to be another long form piece out there that discourages free agents from coming here, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to happen regardless, but another piece just to say stay away from here.
What just flashed in my mind was who's the pitcher who went to Milwaukee and ended up having a great year?
Matt LaPorta.
No. and he made a playoff start for the Brewers as well. And he was in, there was a quote from him midseason was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't know how to do anything. They absolutely didn't help me. If you want to go backwards, that's the organization to go to.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Well, there was something White Sox-y that was pretty dope. And Dr. White Sox and Captain White Sox, I think, agreed with me on this. It's something they should have done a long time ago. I'm glad that it's apparently available now, and I hope that it brings about change. The White Sox still get merchandise stuff right, and they get, for the most part, the promos right. There is one promotional Sox item that this show needs to talk about and haven't. We'll discuss it with you on the other side of a break. You're listening to The Score.